six-man show, friend of the show, Mark Inglesby, Delaware Blue Hens, champs of the CAA. Got it done. Coach, good to talk to you again. How's life for you guys in the Blue Hen world, man?
We are enjoying this ride right now. You know, it's the great thing about winning on Tuesday night, and then we got a couple of days to really enjoy this and celebrate it and let it sink in and kind of trying to process it all. But really happy for our team, really happy for our players to be able to experience that and get it done on a big stage.
Now, for you, Coach, man, what were the key factors for you all winning in D.C.? I know you all had a tough year, and you took the hard route to do it. You was the fifth seed. You had to beat number four seed, the one and the two to get the job done. So, for you guys, what were the key factors in running D.C., and what happened before you went there to kind of get you all focused for this run?
Well, I mean, going into the year, you know, we had high expectations, and we were the preseason favorite in the league. And I think we played with the weight on our shoulders a little bit throughout the year. We had some injuries, and we lost three games in a row to end the season. And, you know, we got back and really refocused after losing a tough game to Towson a week ago and got back to doing some tough stuff on the defensive end. And as you saw, we held three teams to under 60 points on the defensive end to be able to win a championship, and really challenged us, our toughness. And we had to get back to doing some dirty stuff, got to be physical and gritty team if we were going to be able to compete for a championship down there. And as you know, it's amazing what one game, one win can do for the confidence of a team. To be able to get that first one against Drexel on Sunday, you're in the tournament, you have a win. We had a great vibe and energy about us after getting that one done. And then you're just playing as loose as possible. So trying to balance challenging our toughness and being better defensively, but also trying to keep our guys loose and having fun. So I think those couple of days of practice that we had leading up to it were really important for our team.
Yes, you know, tournament setting, having – got keep a team in the 50s in a tournament setting on back to back to back, where legs can become a factor if you let them become a factor. Talk about the toughness of your guys, because you know some guys can say, "Hey, I'm my legs tired today," blah blah blah. But man, your team locked in, holding people in the 50s in a tournament setting, which are all good teams. You know, you got Drexel, Zach does a great job, Towson, Takeo does a good job at Wilmington. So like, the toughest road and hold those great teams in your conference to under 60 points. Amazing on the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, really proud of our guys. I mean, they dug in when they needed to. We had fifth-year seniors that came back with this extra year to be able to compete for a championship and lead this team to a championship. And we knew we had to be better on the defensive end. Did I think we'd be able to do what we did down there, holding three teams in the 50s? We hadn't done that all year, so no. You know, we were giving up 70s. We had played Charleston 10 days ago and gave up 99 points on our home court. But this group really strapped down when they needed to and did some tough stuff on that end of the floor. And it was infectious too. It was not one guy. It was the whole team kind of feeding off of each other and getting stops. And we buckled down and got it done with some versatility, whether we play big or small, and the matchups were so important. But to be able to go through the four seed, the one seed, the two seed to win it, I think that's icing on the cake, that we went through the best of the best in our conference to be able to get it done.
No doubt. And having player-led leadership, fifth-year seniors, man, who came back to win. Talk about those young men who probably, when you weren't around, the coach went around, kind of encouraged their teammates, hey, look, we want to get this done this year. Talk about leadership of those guys, man, who really spearheaded this run for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that was so important for us. It was a group of guys that I was able to coach through and connect with our team. And they wanted it as much as anybody. And, you know, they led by example. They all have great influence on our team in different ways. But at the end of the day, when we needed them to lead the most and the best, that they delivered for us for three straight nights. And it wasn't just one of them. They all kind of have their own different personalities. But they were great in the huddles. They were great on the court. Kevin Anderson, Ryan Allen, Dylan Painter, you know, were fabulous. And, you know, I kept trying to press the right buttons with our group throughout the year and connect with those guys and those relationships. And Really tried to foster those, and it was so important for us to have those guys connected at the hip as we went down to DC, because then we needed those guys to play well. They had not played great for us down the stretch, and they would be the first ones to admit that. You know, Dylan Painter got hurt; he's trying to work himself back in, and then Ryan Allen and Kevin Anderson really struggled scoring the basketball and playing good basketball for us. And we knew, like, hey man, if we're gonna get it done down in DC, I need you guys to be great for us, right? Great leaders. Great in the locker room, set a good example for the younger guys, and they really did that for three straight days. And really, even, you know, when we got back from Towson, like a week of preparation to be able to play Sunday, those guys were fabulous.
I think of watching your team coaches like this, man, like, I saw you guys on a court, like, cheering for each other on the sidelines, man. I could tell you it was a real team. It wasn't just a one-guy roster, pretty much, where one guy is just running things here, leading the way. No, this is truly a team, and I think that speaks to the kids in your program and what you and your staff have done. Because I love seeing teams win, not a one-man show. And you all truly are, from top to bottom, the guys who don't play, the guys who play off the bench, a true team.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, that's what we're trying to build here. That was my vision when I took over the program 6 years ago, to not just build a basketball team, but to build a basketball program and really establish a strong culture within our team. We have a great identity of who we are, what we do, how we represent this university. And it was so fun to see the smiles on the guys' faces and everybody cheering for each other. We do have a talented team. We have 7 guys on our team that have scored 20 points or more in a game. I don't think there's many teams in the country that have been able to do that. And then we have 6 guys that score in double figures. So it's not just one guy, right? This guy has to get us 20 every night for us to be able to have a chance. It's a really cohesive group on the offensive end. And each night, you know, you could be the star or you could be helping the star. And that was kind of my message to our group, that we have so many pieces, like, continue to trust in our process and what we do and how we play. And if we do that, we're gonna have a chance to do some special things.
And you have what I love to see is a willing passers. I love that. You want to get a good to great shot. I'm willing to give my guy a better shot. I love that about your team, because that's important. You know, unfortunately, in the NBA world I live in, I see a lot of hero ball every night. But in your world, I still have some willing passers, man. I love it.
Well, you see, you sound like you've been in my staff meetings or talking to our team, because we say good to great all the time, no hero basketball. I always say we know the ball bounces, like, past the darn thing. But we do have a team that, you know, as a former point guard, I played at Notre Dame, like, that was who I was. I want my teams to be able to reflect me and my personality and what's important to me, and assist to turnover ratio, taking care of the basketball, but also sharing the basketball and being unselfish. Really, really important things to me as we've built this program. And, you know, it's a fun way to play. You know, when everybody's involved, everybody's touching the basketball. There's only one ball out there, so got to keep everybody involved. When I played at Notre Dame, I played with Troy Murphy, who played in the NBA, Ryan Humphrey played in the NBA, Matt Cowell. I used to tell him, like, hey, I got to keep all you guys happy, but I only have one basketball. So I got to try to balance it out and spread the wealth around a little bit.
No doubt, man. And talk about Jair Davis, man. Great tournament MVP now. Great run there. Talk about that young man and what he's done for you guys, man, this year, man.
Yeah, he's been fabulous. He's such a pleasure to coach. He's a really hard worker. He's got a great personality. And he was a kid that, you know, went to Providence, didn't play. He was a McDonald's All-American candidate as a young guy, and, you know, top 25 player as a freshman, and then, you know, had a tough run in the high school ranks at times, and then went to Providence, didn't play, had an injury, came back home, and then just worked really, really hard to put himself in the position. And, you know, the opportunity that was there for him when Dylan Painter went down, like, boy, did he deliver for us. He stepped in right away. He had 22 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists in his first game where he got major minutes. And then from that point on, I think he scored in double figures every night. I mean, he's a terrific talent. And then I tell people, when we got him, he wants to be a point forward, right? Maybe more point than forward. And I convinced him, we got him to the point where he needed to be more forward than point, and where he can make an impact at this level. And right around the basket, man, he went to work, and such an important piece for us, focal point of our offense. And then he was fabulous down in D.C. on the defensive end. He guarded Sims on a lot of those last couple possessions where we needed to get stops, got some big rebounds for us, and just a really efficient basketball player that has such a high ceiling.
No doubt, man. And what I love as well, like, you are that guy who you played, you played him tough during the league year. So I feel like your guys weren't scared of him. And like I know when I'm playing situations, I've seen a guy already. I know what you're going to do for the most part. I've seen you on film. I'm not scared of you. I know what you can and cannot do. Now it's about me beating you at your game. So like, when you play Wilmington, like, Tequila was a great job. They was up there all year long, but your guys went in there like, man, we got this. So talk about seeing guys numerous times and being comfortable with their schemes and knowing what's coming, so you can kind of all about executing on your end there to make sure you get the job done and make the winning plays you need to make in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys had a chip on our shoulder being able to, go down to D.C. and have an opportunity to play Towson and UNC Wilmington again. We just lost to both teams at the end of the season, very familiar with their group and their personnel. Obviously, both of those teams shared a conference championship. And, I told our guys leading into the tournament, like, I believe that we believe that we're the best team in the league. Right. And those guys agree with that. And I said, we need to start playing like it, because we lost to Wilmington twice. We lost to Towson twice. We split with Drexel. We lost, a couple home games that we shouldn't have lost on our floor. But I think those experiences hardened our group. We played with a chip on our shoulder as we went down to D.C. And I think the familiarity with our opponents and recent performances helped us be in a position to cut down nets on Tuesday night.
No doubt, man. Talk about the environment down in terms of sports arena in D.C., man. New dad now this year, man. Talk to me about the environment, how cool it was to be down there, nation's capital, and being at where the Misses play at now.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, we went down on Friday, and I just thought getting into the city and feeling the energy of the city. We stayed in the Wharf, great restaurants and shops around there. Guys could get out there and enjoy D.C. Some guys walked over to the Capitol. Some guys walked over to the Washington Monument. We took our team out to get a really nice dinner on Friday night at Capitol Grill, get them a good steak and everything, treat them right. And I think that kept our guys loose. So it's a nice arena down there. I think it seats about 4,000. And the great thing for us being so close on Tuesday night, it was a home crowd for us. And we had three busloads of students coming down, our community, the fans really rallied around this team. So we had great energy in the building, and it was awesome to be able to celebrate Tuesday night with our fans and community and family and friends.
I hope President Biden, Senator Coons, called you guys. Delaware guys. I hope they.
Governor Carney was down there for a couple of games. He loves hoops. He's a big fan of our program. But yeah, we'll wait for President Biden to maybe call and touch base. I know he's a busy man right now, though.
You got there right. So Coach, let me ask you this, man. How do you balance rust versus rest, man? Because I know you want to get some guys off their feet, but also keep them sharp as well, not knowing when you guys may play coming to the tournament selection on Sunday here, man. So how do you kind of balance that right there?
Yeah, so we gave them yesterday and today off. We're going to come back tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, get in the weight room, maybe do some skill work, and then we'll get back to practice on Saturday. I the great thing for us is we had a couple days to be able to enjoy this. I want our guys to be able to enjoy it, and they're on campus. They're the big men on campus right now, so soak it all in. But there'll be a time where we got to get back to some business and preparation, and we'll find out where they're sending us on Sunday night. And wherever they ship us, we'll be ready to roll, and I'm sure we'll be paying a great opponent. But it'll have a couple days to prepare as we get back to things this weekend.
Well, Coach, I'll be cheering for you, brother. I'll put you in my bracket. I'm going to make sure I advance you in my bracket, man, because I got confidence in you, man.
Right? Hey, man, like, UMBC can do it, It'll be great, sexy 15, 14 picks there, and we'll see where they send us, and we're just excited to be in it, thrilled to be in it. So happy for our players to be able to experience this, and there's nothing better than for a college athlete, college basketball player, to see your team's name pop up there on Selection Sunday and see who we're playing.
No doubt. Coach Inglesby, you be safe, man. I'll enjoy our chats, man. Do this again with you soon, brother.
All right, boss, man. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
You see you, man.
See you.